Welcome back to The Growth Guide. I am glad you're here listening. You may be wondering why this episode looks a lot shorter than the episodes that you're used to seeing from me. I'll give you the answer to that. We're taking a bit of a pivot for a period of time. Right now, you've probably heard me say on a few shows that I'm in a moment of transition in my life. We're moving away from being a full-time employee to an entrepreneur, consultant, etc. What does that look like? What it looks like is I am going to be writing, podcasting, public speaking, coaching and consulting. I'm also going to be investing in private equity and real estate. And what that looks like is I will be starting some businesses in those areas. And getting those businesses off the ground takes a lot of time. And what I found was I didn't have enough time to dedicate to the conversations I was having with the amazing guests that were coming on this show. I didn't have enough time to read the books, do the research, and sit down and give them and you, the listener, my full attention. And that is something I'm not okay with. I want to make sure that every time I bring someone on the show, I'm giving you and them the best version of me that I can. And so what I'm going to do for a period of time is I'm going to do some shorter episodes, and they're nuggets, they're bits of wisdom, they're things that I've written about, whether it's on social media or whether it's in my newsletter. If you're not reading, feel free to go to the website, thegrowth.guide, and sign up for the newsletter, sign up for the YouTube, and sign up for the podcast. The more people that register, the better it is for us, and the better we will be able to get guests when we do start interviewing people again. I imagine this hiatus and this conversation of shorter conversations will be around 3 to 4 months or so, and then we will bring back guests and we will start having conversations, and they will be more powerful. They will be more focused and more driven than they have been to date, because I will have the time and the energy to put into them what they truly deserve. I hope that you enjoy this format that we're bringing to you. Even when we do come back to guests, I expect that we'll be having conversations with guests, as well as some shorter conversational nuggets that I'll be dropping in between. So it'll be a little bit of a mixed format. You'll be able to pick up some quick, fast episodes and learn some nuggets. And then you'll have some deeper conversation with authors that you want to hear from. Once again, thank you for joining me on this journey, and I look forward to staying with you for a long time. Someone's sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. I love this quote from Warren Buffett. It isn't about planting a tree. It's a metaphor for the seeds that we plant in our lives, the foundations that we lay today for our future selves. Everything good happening in your life today is likely a result of decisions you made 5+ years ago in the actions that you took. Take a step back. Imagine the practice of planting seeds in your life. These aren't ordinary seeds, though. They're the decisions you're going to make. They're the habits you form, and they're the investments you commit to. Every book you read, every new skill you learn, every meaningful conversation you engage in, these are the seeds you're planting for a future you. Let's dive into this concept a little deeper. Planting seeds is an art and a science. It's about more than just future rewards. It's about understanding the value of the present moment and the actions that you take today. You need to have the vision to see the potential of every seed and the patience to wait for them to grow. You'll need to be patient and dedicated to the process, and patient on the results, which will flower in time. In the fast-paced world we live in, there's a quest for instant gratification, and it often overshadows the slow, steady work you need to be doing. You want success, happiness, and fulfillment, and you want them now. The problem is lasting success, the kind that truly transforms lives, takes time. Consider for a moment the areas of your life you want to improve. Is it personal development, your health, your relationships, or is it your finances? Whatever the area is, you can start today. It can be as simple as picking up a book on a subject you know nothing about, enrolling yourself in a course to develop a new skill, or setting aside time each day to meditate and reflect. And here's where the magic happens. Over time, your actions compound. It will go slow until it goes fast. Think about the seeds you want to plant. Then tomorrow, instead of thinking about, start planting.
If you like the podcast, you'll love our newsletter, The Growth Guide. Every Thursday, straight to your inbox with the goal to help you be better, achieve more, and become financially free. Check it out at our website, thegrowth.guide. Subscribe and learn more.